Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You can get spicy chicken nuggets at McDonald's again, though.
What, they took them off the menu? Because I know they brought, they started those last year. Did they? I'm aware. I had them once. They're not that spicy.
They're not that spicy?
No. I mean, they're spicy for the general people going to McDonald's.
Is that on the, in the chicken?
Well,
or
yeah,
is it...
you can't be having that crazy, like, Thai spice.
But there's not even...
For general, basic McDonald's
it's not even,
nuggets.
It's not even Chick-fil-A spicy. It's spicy. Ooh, is that a black pepper on it? That's a spice for taco. Oh, it's a sprinkle of black pepper.
Do you like spicy food in
yes,
general?
Yes, love spicy yeah. food.
Do you ever eat Thai food?
I've had it before.
So there's a place right down the street that's unbelievable called...
Aren't the lines like... Well, I don't know about
it's
now.
It's called Thai Gourmet.
Weren't they ridiculous, the lines?
Well, it used to be. Not now.
Yeah.
But I always get it. It is ridiculous. I mean, they're on a wait all the time. But I order to go and pick it up and take it home. You can't... If you order something spicy, like if you get medium, you're going to have a runny nose. If you get spicy and you're not, if you get spicy and you're not Thai, they'll show you respect. If you or me walked in and we say spicy, they'll say,
okay.
Are you, okay, spicy, like for real spicy? And like, oh yeah, I know what I'm getting. Bring it on. Then they'll go, respect. They'll maybe fist bump you. And I'll say good luck.
I appreciate places who have level of spice where
oh, they have levels
where
too.
They tell you, look, like Miko's, which is the goat, they'll tell you, look, we got levels here. We almost got the waiver level. So you let's just figure out what you like.
Yeah.
So I appreciate those places.
Thai Gourmet will even tell you the one lady who runs it, she's or maybe the owner, she'll be like, well, medium is pretty much white people spicy. Like, it's pretty spicy. I'm like, oh, no. Well, I like to, that's where I like to settle in.
Because
it's plenty spicy at medium. I'm convinced sometimes that at mild, it's like, well, this got a little
kick.
Got a little kick in this mild. But Thai Gourmet is the truth. And it's not even that far from here. It's just right down Richmond.
Let's get Anthony in here on ESPN. Hey, Anthony, what's going on? Anthony, you're not there, Anthony. That's on you. That's on you, brother. That sounds like a you problem.
Mm-hmm.
What's an underrated mess? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey. Wanted to comment on the Texans being potentially racist. I get my hair cut at a black barbershop, and I have a best friend that's dark skinned. So my sources confirm that the Texans conversation isn't even a conversation anymore. They're just a joke. And the fact that Eric Bieniemy wasn't the first interview for all the vacancies, the upcoming guy, just kind of speaks on the real conversation on how the NFL is blatantly out there just not hiring head coaches that are black. And kudos goes to Tampa Bay staff and now Dan Campbell and his staff. So those are the real conversations. And the fact that Bill Belichick's son will probably be the Texans coach in 2 years is a joke, too. Y'all have a good one. Appreciate it.
We can get Steve and that mullet down here?
It is a possibility. Mm-hmm. Y'all keep acting like that's not a possibility.
What you laughing at, John? He wasn't joking.
I know he's not joking, but that's a joke. This joke of an organization, it's probably true.
When Josh McCown and Jim Caldwell, that combination doesn't work out, or they're so successful they go on to other things, because, of course, that'll work out, then Steve Belichick will be waiting there to take over.
Oh, my God.
What, Lance? What?
I'm so tired of this.
You don't think the McCown-Caldwell thing is something you're looking forward to? The combo?
I'm so tired of this team.
This is our team.
This has been going on for so long.
This
is
our
team. I watch
team.
Other teams who know what they're doing, who are well-run.
You know what we should have? Like, isn't there a show on This Is Our Life or something?
This Is Us?
This Is Us?
Yeah.
We should do this.
Well,
this is
a bunch of flashbacks.
That's a sad show.
It's a sad.
Bad
no.
things happened.
I know. It's horrible things happened. Isn't that what This Is Us is about? There's nothing happy on that show.
Dad
right?
gets burned up in a fire or whatever.
Yeah, but he's always around because it's always flashbacks. He dies, but he can always still be on the show because they always do flashbacks.
Oh, right. Well, can we do flashbacks of Bill O'Brien?
No.
Would you want to do
I'd
that?
I'd prefer not.
Why?
Why?
Well, yeah, Dale's got soundbite flashbacks.
He does have
soundbite. I can already
do flashbacks. That all the time.
It's not my job to do that.
See? Yes.
That is a flashback.
See?
I missed that. Pittsburgh Steelers. And they're big Pittsburgh Steeler fans, too.
Okay.
Are they?
Good.
Yeah.
This Is Us?
And this is Steelers of the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does make some sense.
I don't know for the Steelers of the South so much anymore.
Yeah.
Feel like
I'm pretty sure there's a song about it.
Aren't we the
Patriots of the South? Yeah,
that's an insult to the
Patriots.
You know
the Texans supposedly are. They really don't want to be known as the Patriots of the South. Like they are apparently. I think they're in a bubble. Or at least some people in that organization are in a bubble. Cal, Jack, whatever, who don't have any idea about what the general public in Houston thinks. I get the feeling they don't realize there hasn't been great juice around this organization for about 3 years, despite some W's. It's not the same. It's not the same out in the tailgates. It hasn't been the same at all. Forget COVID, even pre-COVID. And they don't have a good feel for people aren't feeling the Texans like they did. And I get that there's some hardcore fans, but it's not the conversation starter that it once was. And yet I've heard that they're very aware about the Patriots of the South. Like the fans don't want the Patriots. You would have killed for Patriots of the South 2 years ago.
Well, we were,
and now it's like, ugh,
we were
gross.
Denver South for a while.
Yeah, that wasn't as good.
No, and then we were Cleveland.
We
South.
We were also Colorado State South.
Yes, we were Colorado State South. We were Cleveland South.
Were we Cleveland South?
We had a bunch of Cleveland players,
but there's no reason for that.
No, no kidding.
But there's no connections.
Well, no, all the players that we acquired were all had Browns. Allen gave me a list of, hey, you know this guy was. I didn't know that.
We had a bunch of Browns.
Yeah, we had a bunch of Browns.
Not a reputation. Not a recipe for winning. Obviously, Duke Johnson was one of them. Yeah, I mean, typically you'd want to be a Patriots of the South.
Farrell Brown,
you want to build your own thing.
We had Gibson was a Brown. We had
Tayshaun.
Yeah.
God, he's not even
no
here anymore.
No, he's with the Bears now.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah, that was but we Farrell Brown, Duke Johnson, Tayshaun Gibson, and we had some linemen that were. I mean, it was like, what the hell are we doing? Why we should get
and then
players.
Our linemen went to the Browns.
If you
Kendall
get cut
Lamb.
From the Browns. No wonder this team only won 4 games. They're picking up guys that the Browns didn't want. That's just stupid. That's not good football. That's not smart football right there.
Yeah, Browns made it to the playoffs. You're a 4-win team. Do the math. They shed those guys, and you add those guys. Check the math on the win columns.
Let's get Anthony in here. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Best show.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. So basically, I'm just calling to complain about, I guess, the shine crybaby ass. He had one bad year, and yeah, I know this organization is not great, but when you look at the great players like Michael Jordan, he stayed with Chicago, and they sucked, and then they basically purposely tanked to get good players. And he has one bad year, and he's already complaining about, oh, my feelings are hurt. I'm sad. If my boss paid me $42 million, then I don't care if they lie to me. I'm going to keep collecting the check and keep working hard because I'm the highest paid person in my position. So I know it's different, you know, for athletes, but at the same time, it's just I would never look at him as a great player ever again. He's just a crybaby, just like James Harden, just like LeBron James. All those guys never be compared to the great Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant because those guys actually didn't want everything to be perfect around them. They had help, But they still came out and bought every day, even when their teams, you know, sucks. So that's why I get so frustrated with James Harden and pretty much just these crybaby athletes these days. So I'm a black guy, and I'm not going to root for the Texans, but I'm definitely not rooting for Deshaun Watson. So any quote-unquote Texan fan who wants to root for him when he goes to another team, like, you're not a real fan. Like, you're basically just part of the problem with all these crybaby athletes being empowered and not wanting to actually work hard. So,
well, I will say, I mean, you can't accuse Deshaun of that now. Deshaun played his ass off for a crap team.
Well, a lot of people are saying, what's the difference between Deshaun and James other than Deshaun showing a little more finesse by not saying what he wants publicly and using other people to leak stuff? A lot of people think, now I view Deshaun differently as well, just for full disclosure. But there are people who mention, hey, Deshaun's just finessing it better. At the end of the day, they both won out after signing a big ass contract that they wanted. And now they want to go. I mean, I get why Deshaun's frustrated.
Well, and Deshaun didn't exactly show up in a few playoff games.
No, right.
Right.
I mean, there are some similarities.
There are some. So beat it.
But Deshaun, we don't dislike Deshaun.
Beat it.
Time for me to. Whoa. No, don't be done with him yet. He's not gone. You can't bail out on Deshaun.
He's bailed. You can't tell him what to do. He's out. What you should be talking about is
TGS Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you should be bailing on your garbage homeowners insurance. If you've been with the same company for, let's say, 10 years, you are going to be you're going to have some sticker shock, reverse sticker shock, when you text the word money to 232323, because what's going to happen is you are going to see a competitive rate, and this is what everyone else gets all the time. You can shop for competitive rates. The best way to do it is send the word money to 232323. They've got a variety of A-rated insurances. They find the very lowest rates, and then they find the lowest rate and present it to you, and they can present multiple insurance companies to you. But you can find out within 15 seconds what that rate is going to be, and you are probably going to be shocked to find out how much money you've been throwing away on an annual basis. For a lot of people, it's over $1,000. It's in the four-figure range. Some people go up over $2,000. The average is $900. Mine was over $700 just the first time I did it. And this is something you can do on an annual basis. So text the word money to 232323. A-rated insurance at discounted rates, at competitive rates, when you go to tgsinsurance.com or text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Defamation lawsuit filed against Major League Baseball and the LA Angels by Brian Harkins, longtime clubhouse attendant who was fired for supplying illegal ball doctoring substances to pitchers, such as Garrett Cole, has been struck down in Orange County Superior Court. Joffrey T. Glass granted the defendant's motion to dismiss the complaint, stating there was not enough evidence to prove Harkins had been defamed in the wake of the firing. So he got fired for, he had created, I guess, he was providing pitchers on his own team with an illegal blend of rosin and pine tar. Harkins' original complaint alleged defamation and false light. Outlined the reasons applying rosin and pine tar in baseballs has been a long-held accepted practice done largely for safety reasons, and stated that the publicity surrounding the firing unfairly cast him in a negative light that impacted his ability to find employment. Harkins' lawyers aimed to depict the widespread use of Harkins' concoction and show that others had not been punished for similar, if not more serious, transgressions. It included a text message from Garrett Cole. Where's all the cheating Garrett Cole stuff now? Now that he's a Yankee. No one has talked anything about cheating Garrett Cole. No one at all. Notes from a phone conversation which Justin Verlander told Harkins that MLB began to crack down on pitchers' use of ball doctoring substance when it learned teams were conducting studies to concoct more advanced blends in order to maximize pitcher spin rates. Oh, really? Something with grip is being used to... intentionally alter spin rates.
No chance.
That can't be possible.
That is impossible. There's zero chance that they're using some kind of foreign substance on a baseball.
Did he get fired?
Or they were ingest.
He got fired for giving it to other pitchers, didn't he? You gave it to Garrett Cole in our division and Justin Verlander.
Right.
You're gone.
Yeah, I could see that.
Absolutely.
I could see that.
Absolutely.
That, but he said, well, I also gave it to our pitchers. I give it to everybody.
Fine.
I'm the visiting clubhouse attendant.
Fine.
They come in. Hey, I give them a little something. You know what? I make a little side
dash. It's for safety purposes. That's why you know baseball knows it's not for safety purposes.
Listen.
Hey, I wanted them to be safe so our guys wouldn't get hit in the face with a pitch that gets away. No, we're more worried about that spin rate.
This guy might win this lawsuit because
he just got thrown out. That's what I was reading.
He threw it out.
Yeah, I was just reading it because he got thrown out. So if he wins it, it'll be the most improbable come from behind victory in history.
Well, how could it get thrown out? This kid, he's absolutely right. Dude, everybody's doing it, but you're firing me over it?
Well, they're saying it didn't shine a negative light on you or defame your character.
It did defame his character.
Then stop.
Well, I ain't hiring him because he's giving it to the other teams.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I ain't hiring him. But it defamed him. I'm not hiring him. That defamed him.
He didn't defame him. He did it.
He can't work in the industry
anymore. He did it. It was true.
It doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Would you hire him? Would you hire him?
Now, see,
what if Brandon's doing videos for other radio stations?
That's fine. Post them on there. Hey,
Posting our stuff on other stations and they're getting all the hits.
Ho's got to eat too, okay? Brandon's a hoe. He's got to eat. I can't blame him.
You want to put a hoe on the payroll?
Yeah, I want to put a hoe on the payroll.
Well.
Yeah.
John's got a hoe on the payroll.
No, not that kind of hoe. I'm talking about the kind of hoe that, you know what? He's just trying to make a buck.
Giving it away for free?
Giving it away. No, he's not giving it away. He's charging those guys.
You don't think he's just giving it away for free?
Give me some more concoction, brother.
So you're going to put Brian Harkins on the track?
Yeah.
You going to put him out on the track to earn for you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So then you are officially a baseball pimp.
Okay. So what?
I just wanted to establish that what you are saying is basically pimping.
That's all right. That's right.
You're putting him on the track. You want him to earn, but not for free. He can't give his stuff away for free.
No.
And it's okay to give it to whoever.
Ho's got to eat too.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's all I'm saying. That is it.
At least he's a good ho.
713-780-3776. Oh, I didn't know. That's what Rafael Stone looks like?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm saying, Rafael Stone has been a mystery in this city.
Yeah. He is a mysterious man.
Well, he's only mysterious because Daryl never mentioned the other guys.
Well, he or Eli. Never heard of him before all this.
Neither. Like, wait, Daryl doesn't. And Daryl would mention to me, he mentioned he has a tight group of guys. He just would never mention who they were. He liked to keep it kind of quiet.
Yeah. Okay, Adam Schefter.
I don't want this Eli guy.
Here's one that hasn't been talked about that should. Is Deshaun in a Bear. He's got Deshaun in a Bears uniform. He's got Deshaun in a Saints uniform, a 49ers uniform, and in a Dolphins uniform.
Would you do this, Khalil Mack, for Deshaun? And a first rounder.
And two.
I was going to say, that's not even enough.
That's not enough. Two first rounders, at least. And Trubisky. Give me Trubisky, too.
Why? That's like taking on David Johnson.
No, it's not.
Why are you taking on Trubisky? How about this? Well, I don't take on Trubisky, and I'll flip you a fifth.
Did they pick up his fifth year? Yeah. Did they?
I don't want Trubisky here.
They picked up his fifth year, but they didn't extend him.
You want Meathead... You want Meathead Mike to be in our in our building at NRG Stadium? You better pray on it.
What?
Talking reckless like that, you better pray on that.
Meathead Mike?
Yeah. Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch.
Well, you could call him Meathead Mitch. Instead of Magic Mike, it's Meathead Mike.
Oh.
But it also could just be Meathead Mitch since it's a double M.
I didn't understand. His name is
Mitchell, by the way.
Mitchell, not, yeah.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, but you call him Pat Mahomes, too. Mm-hmm. Guess what? I don't call him Pat Mahomes. I'm not calling
him Pat
Mahomes.
His mom will get mad at me.
His mom will get mad at you.
I do call him Pat Mahomes.
What about the Bears?
What about them?
What do they have to the Texans?
What do you want? Fuller at cornerback? I mean, I tell you what, I'll take Jalen Johnson at cornerback. We'll start with that rookie contract. You give me Jalen Johnson, maybe Leonard Floyd, although he's going to be coming up. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. You give me Jalen Johnson.
Leonard Floyd's a Ram, I believe.
Oh, that's right. He already went. Give me Jalen Johnson Give me Roy.
Who's their safety? They got a good safety.
Roy Harris Robertson.
You want Eddie Jackson?
Or Roy Robertson Harris.
Not Eddie Jackson, the other one.
I want Roy Robertson Harris, Jalen Johnson, and two firsts and two seconds.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
That's actually not crazy. Roy Robertson Harris? That's actually not enough. Actually, I'm sorry, three firsts and 2 seconds.
What?
Yeah. We'll take Jalen Johnson, your rookie corner. We will take Roy Robertson Harris, defensive lineman.
Here's the thing. They could have just drafted Deshaun.
Yeah. Oh, well. Now we're going to Miami Dolphin you.
Yeah.
Instead of taking a Dolphin deal where we have to get our own picks back, we're going to give you the guy that you could have had, and we're going to take your corner, a defensive lineman. You know what? Throw in Roquan Smith.
Sure.
We want Roquan, and then we'll only take a first and a second. One first, 1 second, Roquan, Jalen Johnson, and Roy Robertson Harris.
I'm not sure Texans Bears fans wouldn't say, okay.
Fine. Mm-hmm. I'm good, too. Because instead of me drafting players, I'll get real starters now on defense. You wouldn't want Roquan Smith?
Yeah, he'd be fine.
Jalen Johnson, he'd be fine,
He's kind of fat now, isn't he?
No, Roquan's not fat, I don't think.
And I wouldn't trust Nick Cassero, considering his track record, to pick guys. Give me established players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that's something, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Roy Halladay in a plane crash was another one of the young guys, like Kobe, that passed away. Although Roy was still pitching, wasn't he, when Roy Halladay died? In that plane crash?
Yeah, he was still pitching, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy Halladay would be.
Yeah, that would be a, yeah,
a big
a
one.
A very big one. 924 ESPN 975 someone 3780-3776 is the number if you'd like to call.
He was 40. Was he still? No, he wasn't pitching.
He was
okay. So he's actually, that's as close as it gets. Probably he and Payne Stewart, I guess.
Well, Payne Stewart was.
He was
older. Playing.
What's that?
Payne Stewart was still playing.
Yeah, but he was like 48, probably, or was he younger than that?
I don't know how old Payne Stewart was, but no. But neither of them had the Roy Halladay didn't have the he wasn't as good a player.
Oh, he's 42. Yeah, Payne Stewart, Roy Halladay was a really good player.
No, but he wasn't Kobe.
Well, no,
relatively speaking, that's what I'm saying. I mean, a huge name like that. Yeah, he was just 42, young guy.
Who's that?
Payne Stewart.
Yeah, and Roy Halladay. I mean, Roy Halladay did. I mean, he did have 200 wins. He was a 22-game winner, a 21-game winner. He won 20 games three different times. From an award standpoint, did Roy ever win the Cy? His awards, he won, 2003 Cy Young Award, 2010 Cy Young Award. He won Cy Young Awards in both leagues. Roy was pretty damn money. Cy Young Awards in both leagues, 2003 and 2010. 8 All-Star games. That's a hell of a pitcher. But yeah, I guess he was done.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was done because 2013, he died in 2017, age 40. Kobe, by the way, we bring that up in case you didn't know. This is the 1-year anniversary of the death of Kobe Bryant and everyone, including his daughter and all the other people who were on the helicopter that crashed. So I'm sure you'll see a lot of this.
All day.
All day long on your
All day. Podcast. All right, 927 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. I want to talk about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. That's my man, Jeff Aronoff, and the big stuff that he is doing. I mean, it is unbelievable the jobs that this guy gets. He's entire hotels. He is putting in all the vanities, or he's putting in all the countertops. This is the kind of guy, this is the kind of thing that you want if you are building or doing whatever you're doing. You want somebody with the experience. You want somebody that has the know-how to do huge jobs. And you might have a huge job. You're building your house, and you want to do all the entire outdoor kitchen or patio. Let Jeff Aronoff take care of this for you. He can design it all for you. And there is so much good. I mean, rock and brick and marble and granite and all of these different looks that you can get today that it just make it look so rich and so beautiful, and Jeff can get that job done for you. So give him a call and let him start. Let him look at it. Let him see the big job that you've got going on that you need done, and he's going to take care of it for you. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Apparently, Jordan Poyer's wife got harassed at the Chiefs game. Jordan Poyer's safety for the Bills. His wife is... She's noticeable. Let me put it that way. She's very noticeable. She is...
What, does she have a giant bill, like buffalo on her head? That's why people noticed her?
No, she's got a giant... She got a few giant things.
Huh.
But it's not a bill, giant Bill's head.
I thought she stood out because she was a super Bills fan.
She's super... She is, yeah, if you want to just Google Jordan Poyer's wife, I mean, she's got a lot of pictures out there. I don't like to look at them, but I'm just saying, but apparently she was harassed by Bills by Chiefs fans.
Yes. She said that Chiefs fans in general were great, that yeah. Even people in the surrounding area who were Chiefs fans were embarrassed by what was happening. But yeah, some of them got after her. Apparently. I wonder why. Apparently, they knew she might have...
She had to be cheering for the Bills.
I'm sure that's what it was.
And she was wearing a Bills outfit.
I mean, there's not... It did sound like... How about the comment that Tom Brady made? It sounded like there's a lot more than 9,000 here, but...
Yeah.
I was like, it did, actually.
Yeah.
And they gave him, like... These, I don't know if they're metallic or plastic, so they could bang on the seats.
Yeah.
They gave them these signs to make noise, too.
I wish I had one of those, too.
You have thunder sticks.
You got thunder sticks. And they said, the guy, and I was listening to some of the game on the radio, and the guy said, man, it is loud down here. The sideline guy said, it's loud. They were piping Chiefs. They all pipe noise in. And you know what? I'm convinced the Texans do it. Even when they're not supposed to, because that place can't be as loud with like 4,000 people left in the stands. It sounded the same as it did when it was the stadium was full. But I'm not accusing them of anything other than cheating. So John is saying that Jordan Poyer's wife looks like she smells good. Yeah, she probably smells good. I don't know what she smells
like.
Yeah,
if you missed that yesterday,
I don't know what she smells.
If you missed it any day.
Has he said that she looks like she smells
intimated
good?
It. She yes. Like, yes. I doubt that's the only time he said it. It's probably, you know, gotten like it past
smells
you
good. What's up? What's wrong with that?
It's kind of code.
It's just a weird thing to say.
It's kind of really. Code.
No.
It's not something you say directly to someone.
What do you
look
mean?
Like you smell good.
Well, he didn't.
I know.
He didn't say it.
That's why I'm saying. It's a weird thing to say.
No.
It's a weird thing, but I know what he means.
Yeah. What? You think pretty girls smell good is what you're saying.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Pretty girls, sometimes they do smell good. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't.
It's just one of those things you usually keep to yourself.
Does he?
Not know? For him. When I say you, I mean like the normal people.
I mean like Gwyneth Paltrow. She smells so bad she had to have a candle.
What?
Right?
The candle stunk. It exploded.
Did you know? Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go on the record at 9:34 and say that John is about to delve into some very tricky waters here.
Oh,
but go ahead.
That's a surprise.
Haven't you heard this?
No.
You haven't heard this?
No. Even if I did, I'd say no. So you could tell this. So you could tell the story.
But Gwyneth Paltrow candle is one of the first things to come up. And it It is.
Just go now.
I can't really. You have to look
it
up.
All gas, no brakes. All gas, no brakes.
Hit that Nas, John.
Go ahead. Street race.
This, you go to Goop, okay? There's a website called Goop.
Yeah, that's her business.
That's her business?
Yes.
This is, by the way, what John's about to say, this is a real candle that also malfunctioned.
Yeah, it actually burned.
It caught fire. It sat a fire in somewhere in England.
In England, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, wow, how do you put this?
It is.
It's
the candle that smells like something.
This smells like my.
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow's specific body part?
I guess it must be. I don't know how she did that, but
well,
it smells like her private parts.
This smells like my vagina.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't say it.
That's the label.
I hope
that's the name of the candle.
I hope Madi is
for $75
in the middle of homeschooling and not on the way to swim practice or whatever, because I am going to catch holy hell.
Now there's
but I didn't make this up.
It's a real candle. It's labeled that.
It was a headline.
Smells like my VJI.
Yeah,
it says it.
There's a Netflix show. I think it's French, called Perfume, and it's not about specific vaginas, but it's about like how you can extracting some murder mystery, extracting from people and make it smell and drive people to do certain things. What do you think
pheromones?
Yeah, you pull pheromones from people and you can make them do things by lighting the candle. What do you think this candle would make someone do?
Run away?
I don't know.
What do you think, John?
I'm not paying $75 to find out what that smells like. I'll tell you that. All right.
I don't even want to go in your house. Honestly, that's the kind of candle you're running around.
Is that the kind of candle
the house,
you want in
that's
your
not
house?
The kind of candle well, I want in my house.
No.
Let's see the product
it's
details.
Disrespectful to your lady.
With the funny.
And you know what? I just can't imagine that goes well.
With the funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent, this candle is made with geranium, citrusy, bergamot, I don't know how to say that, and cedar. Absolute juxtaposed with damask rose. It doesn't say anything about it. It smells exactly like what I guess Gwyneth Paltrow feels like. All these ingredients are what her vagina smells like.
See,
are you disputing? How would you know?
She explains it on ET. If you want, it's on YouTube.
How would you know?
The ingredients.
Gwyneth Paltrow explains
no
bee candle
type of cheese or anything in there.
What is the matter with you?
What? Geranium.
You took it
cedar,
too far.
Cedar, geranium.
You heard what he said? Why would you say that?
Monster cheese.
What? You're the worst. No. Not cheese.
Spicy mustard.
What? I don't know. I'm not going to say what I want to say.
Who are you hanging out with? Spicy mustard.
And old milk.
What? Those are not going to be ingredients
and
for a candle.
And Fruity Pebbles.
What?
What?
Covered with old milk.
Who are you? What women are in your past?
I'm just saying.
Old milk.
I can't trust Gwyneth.
Why not?
I just can't trust Gwyneth for reasons.
Yeah.
John knows the reasons.
I know the reason. But
what
it's not trustworthy.
What,
let's
Brad
just
Pitt
say this candle
something?
Comes off as the worst idea ever based on things we've
Didn't
been
Brad
told.
Pitt like. Say something about her.
Yeah.
Publicly?
Yeah.
I think somehow it came out. Yeah. If we all know about it.
I think it's because of this room.
It was because of someone that used to work here.
I think it's because of this room.
Oh, we only know about it, I guess. Yeah. I heard. I thought it was a story out there. I guess I heard it in a conversation.
Yeah. No, okay. It's only in this room.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. It wasn't my story.
Not my story.
No,
not my story.
Not my job.
I would never mess with Carrie. No, she's not Carrie.
No.
That's the other one, Claire Danes. I always get them mixed up. Kill her and get it done with.
Hey.
Wiped her out. On with the show called Saul. But not Better Call Saul. It's a different Saul.
He's referencing Homeland. If you didn't get it,
Claire Danes.
Looks like Claire Danes.
Gwyneth Paltrow. What's the difference? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, they're the same actress. Ryan Reynolds is the same as the other one who was, to me, Ryan Reynolds and the guy from, you know what I'm talking about, who was in the show where he had the curlers in his hair in the movie. The other actor that's was in the Lady Gaga movie.
Oh, Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. Bradley Cooper, really? Ryan Reynolds. They're the same kind of guy, basically.
You're saying all white guys are alike? All white actors are alike?
Yeah, they're the same kind of guy.
What do you mean, really good looking and successful?
Claire Danes and Gwyneth Paltrow, they came around the same.
They look a lot alike.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow's been a lot more successful. Plus, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Vinny Testaverde, same.
No, not really.
Same.
Not really.
Big eyebrows.
Jimmy's getting a lot more than Vinny.
Candles?
Yeah.
Stinky candles, apparently?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. Like John said, he ain't paying $75 to find out. And I'm not getting $75 to find out.
Look, some people...
I don't want to be paid to find out.
Some people paid far more to find out. Not about Gwyneth Paltrow, but about others. Let's be clear. $75.
I'm not paying...
Yeah. You know, listen, usually it costs a lot more than $75 to find out what that smells like.
Jeez. Are we still on candles?
Yes.
Okay. Then the price is the price. There's no one raising the prices. There's not a buy and resell market for candles.
It depends. It could be a high class candle or something you put up off a fuquay. It depends on the candle.
Nah. A ratchet candle?
Yeah. It all depends.
No, maybe fish oil.
No one's looking for a fish oil candle.
Gross. The worst candle. This candle's high in fat. Essential fatty, essential omega acids and omega fats.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like a salmon oil. No, I don't want a salmon candle.
JG just introduced the fear of going too far with the candle, and LZ and Dell went ahead and said everything for him. Thank you. Masterclass.
I did. What? Vagina's not a bad word. That's all I said.
It's not a bad word. Nobody's listening. The kids are on their way to school right now.
You said private parts.
At 9:41?
Yeah. Yeah, I said private parts because that's a nicer way to say things.
Okay, sure, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what the show's about.
It's not?
It's about sports right now.
No, it's not.
It's about Deshaun. It's not about private parts.
We'll get back to Deshaun, but you brought up the candle.
Well, Kevin wants to talk about the candle. Quickly, let's get him in here. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Question, is it after a workout? Or is it after a shower, a swim? What kind of fragrance they got going on there?
You see what happens when the candle, the scented candle comes up?
It only costs you $75 to find out.
I'm not playing that.
To be fair to that, to be honest, that price is over. That's overpriced because dudes will buy women's panties for less.
Oh,
yeah. Because there's some guys who are just really creepy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm sure anybody who buys this is really creepy.
But right? it's women buying this, doing it.
Women are buying this?
Yes.
Why are women buying?
Because women love candles.
Paltrow's private parts.
They love candles.
They love candles, and they're like, maybe this will get my man a little stoked up, I guess. I don't know.
You know, when we used to travel, Andre Ware would always bring a candle for his hotel room. He didn't like how they... That makes sense.
Yeah.
He'd bring... I wonder if he'd bring this.
You could ask him.
You should ask.
Text him. Hey, Andre. You bring one of these?
Mark Vandermeer, are you going to bring the... I got your candle. I'm not bringing that vagina candle on the road, rock and roll. No. Mark, put the candle on. Corinne, your wife is not going to care. Uh-uh. I'm not putting a Gwyneth Paltrow
That's another
vagina
Houston
candle
Texans
in my room.
Rock vagina it. Candle. No, it's first down, Mark.
That's a Texans fourth down.
Oh, no. That's Andre. Wouldn't you bring in that? No. Oh, no. That's when that kick went left, remember?
Matt Thomas at the PA announcer.
Vagina candle.
For three.
For three. When it's the other team?
Yeah.
Because something horrible's happened?
For three.
Gwyneth Paltrow for three.
9:43 ESPN 97.5.
Hope you're proud of yourself, Dell.
What did I do?
Well done, Dell.
Oh, yeah, my fault.
9:43. Take a break.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Why am I getting an email? It's from Rapid COVID Test. They said, hey, come back. Same day COVID testing. Right now, come back and test for just $145.
Are they advertising now?
Yeah, they're telling me, come back, Lance, we miss you. Your rapid test. I already had it, brother. I don't plan on coming back for my rapid test.
I'm not ever coming back.
We're going to give you a $15 discount.
Screw you
and
your...
Come back and see us. What? That's brazen.
No, they're advertising. Used to be, remember when, oh my God, who's going to get the test?
Oh, no.
There aren't enough tests for everybody.
I have to unsubscribe now.
Now they're not, I unsubscribe to everything and it still comes. That's baloney, this
unsubscribe thing. I've got a couple that do that same thing.
You can't get rid of these people. Anyway, remember when it was, hey, basketball is going to try to take all the tests and they shouldn't because they're entitled and they're pro app. Now it's, hey, come back. We want your $145, please. When can you get it? Now there are kiosks where you can just go up, stick your finger in, and see if you've got COVID. Now there are dogs that will just smell you.
That is incredible. I had to double check it at three sites to make sure.
Yeah,
this should be the biggest story of all time. Dogs can accurately sniff out COVID.
Yeah.
Then when somebody tells you their meemaw can tell if you have COVID by looking in your eyes, then it's possible.
Well, yeah.
You can't just throw away Meemaw stuff anymore.
Depends on what she looks like.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, ugly Meemaw is going to be better at it.
I don't know.
Because they got skills. But here's the thing. If a dog can smell COVID?
Yeah.
What do we... Is this not the biggest story in the last three decades?
See, this... But
dogs you can just go in a room and smell you and like, you got it.
Well,
you got
the
vid. Well,
what... I guess there's some odor that they can detect on people.
Yeah,
they're
it smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's
plus
McDermott.
Percent accurate.
The smells like a candle.
Maybe this that'll hide the smell.
But
of
the
COVID.
Issue here is, but the issue here is, will the dogs infringe on your rights? Because look, sure, COVID test smelling dogs are great, but what if I got something illicit on me? I don't need the dog sniffing me. Will the dogs be trained to only smell COVID, or will they be able to smell other
stuff? Well,
if
you got something illicit, you're not supposed to travel anyway. What?
No, yeah. I'm not. No, the heat game. People are gonna take stuff into the heat game.
Well, here's the thing: if the dog smells the COVID on you, they say you're out. They don't even need a test. They're like, dog smells it, get lost.
Yeah, but what if they don't smell it, but the dog is trained to smell other stuff? Like maybe I got something to party with a little later. The dog smell that.
Maybe you
too.
Got
don't
a candle.
Bring it in the arena.
Maybe you brought a candle,
don't
a little bit of the candle
I'm
with
gonna
you.
I'm going to need to make sure the dog only sniffs for COVID.
Then don't
go to the game.
No, I want to go to the game.
You don't get to do that
how
if the COVID dogs are there and they're
how
sniffing
I go
for
to the game and not
weed,
do coke?
Candles, and COVID.
If I go to the game, I want to do coke. So make sure the dog only can smell COVID. I'm COVID-free, but maybe I want to do coke in the bathroom.
Well, then why don't you wrap up your... Then you know what? Why don't you wrap it up in coffee grounds or whatever like the rest of the cokeheads?
No, because normally I just have it in my pocket and do it between the first and second quarter.
Put it in your little vial. The dog's not going to smell it through the vial.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. And cover it with garlic oil.
Yes, the dog will.
Yes, thank you. No. What are we talking about
yes,
here?
Yes, the dog will.
So the dog better stick to what he's been trained to do. I don't need him out. I don't need him stepping
you
out.
You don't
of
need to worry about going to the heat game then if you're that paranoid, Del.
No, but
just stay home and do your bumps.
It's Miami. Coke will be done between quarters. So
that,
what I'm saying
that
is
probably pretty.
So
true.
What I'm saying is
Tyler's the real hero.
Maybe the dog sticks to what he knows and don't overstep. That's all. Do I have proof that that's going to happen?
No. He's probably a drug sniffing dog before this.
That's
and
what
they taught him to smell
that
COVID.
That is what I am saying.
That's right.
Don't revert back
well,
to
guess
your previous
what?
Training.
Win-win for the cops.
Not for the guy who wants to do coke.
Yeah. Well, then guess what? Don't do coke.
You can't tell me to do that in Miami during a heat game. I got to do coke.
is Miami just filled up with a bunch of coke
yes.
heads?
Yeah.
In the games all the time?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Doing rails between quarters. That's what they do.
Isn't the little kid from Miami the one who said, good job, good effort, good job, good effort.
Orlando?
No, that was Miami. It was after game five, which they lost, and everyone was like, they're going to go to Boston, they're going to lose, and that's going to be in. LeBron said, nah, I'm good. I'm going to put up 43, and we're going to be fine. That was the kid right before that.
Yeah.
Good job, good effort. Yeah.
I just think that's an incredible story. There's dogs now who can smell COVID. I mean, just get the dog. Just go get a dog like that. Train a dog to smell COVID. You got your own COVID test all the time. All the time.
That's it. You got, well.
You think basketball is going to get put on standby at any point this year? I'm getting to the point where I don't think they are. Because if Washington could have the issues they had, and NBA's like,
so
we told you.
And no, they missed five games and get back out there.
We told you. We told you not to be running around.
No, what they did was, hey, all you guys who play, hey, I know you got Washington on the schedule. That's fine. Go ahead and play. You know what? Since Miami played Washington, Jimmy Butler hasn't played a game. Avery Bradley hasn't played a game. They're like, look, I know everybody who plays Washington goes with the COVID protocols, but keep playing games. Keep playing Washington, dummies.
Well, but they
and that was weeks ago, by the way, the Heat played Washington, and Butler's been out since.
By the way, they're going to have to do like baseball. You ain't catching up on these games. It's every other day. They can't catch. They can't make up five games anywhere. There's nowhere that where they can make these games up. So guess what they're going to do?
Well, they haven't put out the second half of the schedule yet, probably for this reason.
Probably.
To find spots for these games to get made up.
Or, I don't know. I mean, how long is this season going
to
go?
And why do the players want to play an all-star game unless they're going to be able to all-star party? Which they probably will.
In Atlanta, Atlanta's open.
Dude, we can't do all. There's going to be the biggest COVID outbreak in history. You cannot. You can play this game in Salt Lake City. The NBA says, you know what? You guys are right. We are going to have an all-star game. It's in Salt Lake City. Watch everyone goes, never mind. We don't want to do all-star anymore.
No, why would you want to go to Salt Lake City?
Exactly. Is this about the game or is this about partying and going and getting things going?
Getting things going.
Yeah.
That's what it's about?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
The NBA can't okay that. They could come back in the second half, be wiped out.
Yeah. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is already scheduled for Atlanta, obviously later than the NBA one. But, yeah, they're in serious conversations about having it in Atlanta, partly because it's one of the only places that doesn't give a damn right now. Atlanta's like, eh.
Whatever.
Whatever. Do what you'd like. And yeah. That's why the players want to be there.
That's right. That's why. And they got great chicken
drive
wings.
Around on any Sunday in Houston, in this area, and you will run into bars and patios that have the exact same mindset, like, we don't care.
Just don't care.
We just don't care.
Yeah.
I got three that are within 2 miles of my house. It's like lines out the door, valet parking. I'm just thinking, I don't even know how this is even. Sylvester Turner's got to be just losing his mind.
And?
He's too busy praying for Deshaun to stay.
Yeah, he's busy
good.
In prayer.
Good.
Yeah, he's praying for Deshaun.
Good. I want him on our side. You think it's going to work?
Not from that report you gave us early in the show.
That wasn't earlier in the show. I said that I'm hearing now that there's a really good chance Deshaun is just what you're hearing is accurate, and Deshaun is just the last straw. The last straw was the issues with, you know, how they went around Deshaun's back. He thought he was part of it. He was in the middle of being part of it. And then Easterby ran his side hustle. And now he's like, okay, I'm done with this. And he's got to understand he can't win with this team. He knows. He knows they're in bad shape.
Nope.
And then John has a friend who talked to him, said, are you happy in Houston? He said, no. I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's for leverage. I don't think, no matter who the head coach is, I do think it will be a black head coach. I think the Texans want to do that. I think it's, Deshaun will look at it like, wow, that's a little patronizing.
Yeah.
That's what you just think that, okay, blackhead coach Deshaun will stay. So I think Deshaun is going to go. And at some point, if you're the Texans, you have to decide, okay, we're at peace with Deshaun Watson going because we can get a lot in return for him and we think we can rebuild. And once you get to that point, you probably don't turn around from that. Like, that's a point of no return. Once you decide that you can move on from Deshaun and you start imagining life without Deshaun, that becomes like divorce stuff right there. Like, well, I could probably go out. I could get a place here and do that and that. That means you're going to get a divorce from Deshaun. And so if that's the case, you better start working to get a monster package. People need to say, wow, they got a haul. People need to be saying the Texans got a huge haul, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get a potentially elite young quarterback under contract for the next 4 years. So we knew it was going to cost a lot, but this is a lot. well, if they said that, then you were like, okay, Nick Caserio did his job.
Yeah. Well, after Bill O'Brien, I'm telling you, Bill O'Brien was a cautionary tale for every general manager, not only in this city, but I think most cities, because you'll look at how the stupid moves that he made. Everybody is going to be so much more careful in giving away value. And the Texans just can't. They just can't. Then this is the organization where no value was gotten or too much value was placed on certain players. This is zero. This is site zero of worst trades in the history of sports. So
you think if you're the Texans, you don't even trade with the Dolphins? You're like, it's a bad history here. We're just gonna and it's insulting for us to trade for our picks back.
Best deal.
It would
hurt. It's gonna
sting.
How bad
is it gonna look when they get their picks back?
It's gonna sting because that's what. We've already been picking up on this. It's what everyone will pick up on.
Yes.
The Texans.
No. Look what
I'm John Buccigross. And in a very, this is a huge trade, but consider for a second, and then they'll start playing music, and here will be the graphic that pops up. The Texans are trading back for their 2021 draft picks. Boy, this one's got a sting for the Texans as they trade Deshaun Watson back for the draft picks they gave up. For their left tackle. No word on if he's being traded yet. And then they'll go on and they'll say, but they also get a pickup, a second, a third, and a future first. But, boy, this is, we bring in Lewis Riddick. And, Lewis, what'd you think? Man. It was my. And then he says that.
Whoa. I don't think he's going to say that, although he might say that about Jack. About Jack. Hey, that seemed like a little jab at our organization.
Well, I mean, sight jab is atcha. They're out here trying to help you eat by building the best websites around, custom built, 3 to 6 weeks. The 6 weeks is on the high end if you don't have time to take care of things. If you just leave it up to them, 3 weeks is pretty much standard. They get it done very, very quickly. They get on it. They have a huge team of people doing that. But their portfolio of work and their suite of products they offer is so substantial. It's way more than just websites. It's creating, helping you create branding for your site. They can do professional video production to add to your site and integrate to your site. They can help you add e-commerce to your site. They understand how to get the attention of the consumer and then how to get them funneled into where you want them funneled in terms of what your business is, what your work looks like, and you know maybe what you're going to charge or to how to get estimates for the work that you do. Help turn the eyes on your site into real money and real leads by going to my friends over at sitejab.com. They're here in Houston, been here for over 2 decades, and they can work directly with you on Zoom or in person to get it done very, very quickly and start making you even more profitable. Sitejab, sitejab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save